Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Well, sure, there was no football with our team, Packers, this week, but there was plenty of football going on. Talk about that and other things with our football / sports expert, Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning.
What a day in Houston.
That was amazing. Amazing.
Well, let's start.
You guys could not have watched that whole game. It started at 7:30, and I thought about you guys about 10:30, 11 o'clock, when it was just in the fifth inning.
Brian, what was the score when you went to bed?
I went to bed when the Dodgers were up 4-0 because apparently Kershaw never loses with a three-run lead.
No.
So I thought, well, four runs, forget about it.
Yeah. I went to bed when the Dodgers had regained the lead. The Dodgers had jumped back out in front 7-4 because Houston had tied it at 4 in the fourth. And I thought, okay, I got to call it a night. It was the fifth inning. I was done.
Yeah, if it was a play, that would have just been the first. That would have just been the first sign of the first.
Right,
right, the first act.
It
right,
just been the beginning.
I love saying this to Brian. He went to bed. It was 4-0. He missed 22 runs.
I also missed 22. The second half of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's,
I'm going to bet on these championships.
I would have figured with Kershaw early on the hill, like you, with a four-run lead and him being lights out to that point, right, Santana? I mean, Houston had showed no signs of life at the plate.
No signs, especially the front of the batting order just hadn't been able to do anything with Kershaw until last night.
Until they turned him inside out.
Exactly. So they set him down about the fourth or fifth inning. And then from that, it was just a melee of back and forth. I mean, you got two of the strongest offenses in Major League Baseball, and it showed last night. I mean, they were just going back and forth. If it was a heavyweight fight, it was just like meeting in the middle of the ring, throwing haymakers all night till the last swing actually won the game.
It is what we live for as sports fans, and I feel like we're being cheated by the networks putting these on.
Missed it.
Not alone. There are a lot of us missed it.
It was too late.
Yeah, right. I saw 11 runs. I came up, 14 runs short, Brian. I missed 14 runs.
Baseball game to last that long. Honestly, it started at 7:30, and I'm looking at my watch.
It's a little much.
And everybody's on the edge of their seat or the edge of the couch, and I'm like, is it really midnight?
Well, the first game of the series was 2.5 hours. You fit two of those in that game last night.
Yeah.
So you sat up and watched the whole thing. You were like, I'm not going to bed. This is too good.
The whole city of Houston watched the whole thing last night. Of course, nobody's going to work today, I guarantee you. There's no traffic in the city today because everybody was up watching.
You know, I was going to say, Houston has seen it all in the last couple of months, what with the hurricane tearing through there being a low point, and then the baseball game last night with the wind being, it's got to be a super high for the city after what you went through, right?
Oh, it's got to be. It's a super high, and you're exactly right. I mean, everybody, downtown was packed just because it was the last home game for, you know, the hometown favorite for the Astros for the year. So I think a lot of folks were showing their support. Even if you couldn't get into the stadium, there was a big crowd of folks downtown watching it. So, and it was great weather. So everybody wanted to be outside. You know, I don't know, the last time we hadn't had 70-degree weather in forever here. So we finally got to, the weather is finally breaking, and it was just a great weekend for baseball.
Well, and then you got your rookie quarterback who has thrown 19 touchdowns in 7 games?
Yeah, Deshaun Kaiser.
Deshaun Watson.
Watson. I'm getting my starting quarterbacks mixed up.
When I tell you special, if you guys haven't watched him, even though in a losing effort yesterday, to go on the road, we all know how hard it is to win in Seattle against one of the top defenses. He was able to accomplish 400-plus yards of passing and over 50 yards rushing. And honestly, I think the bonehead play was we had the opportunity to run out the clock, and the play calling you just got to give Deshaun the ball and expect him to do the right thing with it. They decided to run the ball, and they had to punt late, and Seattle was able to drive down and score with 20 seconds left. And that was an amazing game that happened before the playoff game or the baseball game. So it was outstanding.
Yeah, so you in Houston yesterday, what a day in sports as far as high and lows go. Because you had game one, Seattle gets the ball, goes down the field in three plays.
Yeah.
Where did your defense go?
You know what? The defense had not showed up as far as the coverage, had not played well all day. So, again, I think you got to put the ball in Deshaun's hand and on the third down play and know that he's going to do the right thing with it because you're exactly right. The defense was a no-show the whole second half, and they had to feel – Seattle had to feel good about being able to drive down with a minute and a half left with that veteran offense.
Well, that's kind of like giving the ball to number 12 in Green Bay in Dallas with, what, a minute 11, minute 12 to go? And I remember looking at the clock and going, that's enough time. We can get there.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And the Texans have had some injuries. You know, everybody has injuries, but they've had specifically a lot of injuries with their secondary. You know, whenever you got a cornerback out there playing with a knee brace, we used to say that in the locker room, that doesn't speak well. For
the cornerback with a knee brace?
We had actually one of our starting cornerbacks had to come back, and he was trying to give it a go, and he was playing in the knee brace. And as soon as I saw that, I said, yeah, they're not going to fare well today.
What other games caught your interest yesterday? Who surprised you? Who stood out?
Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills have quietly, they are actually near the top of their division. And the fact of they were able to pretty much dominate. I watched that game yesterday too. They played the Raiders, and everybody's been speaking so highly of the Raiders. They gave them a pretty good whooping on the road.
Yeah, and the Eagles keep charging along too, 33-10. They played the 49ers, but still, last time I checked, they're all paid. Correct.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Everybody's paid at the end of the day. So, yeah, the Eagles, I think they're 7-1? They've got the best record in their division.
Are the Browns paid?
It's not one loss. It's no more than two losses.
The Browns paid? They pay the Browns, right? Really? They pay in those guys?
They pay the Browns, yes, they do.
They actually paid them to go to London and get beat this time around. So they've been beaten in, two different continents.
Wow. So they went across the pond to get that beaten?
Yeah, they sure did. They had to fly all the way to London to be beaten by the Vikings 33-16. Are the Browns going to win a game this year?
I'm going to say slim to none, and slim just left town.
Okay, so, and the Falcons had their hands full with the Jets yesterday in that monsoon up in New York.
Yeah, it seems like the Falcons have a problem with everybody except for us when they're playing.
Yeah, exactly right. There it is. There, yep.
You're right.
I'm just keeping it real.
I know.
So I can keep it real.
I just hate that. Yeah, worst game, but then they play the Packers, and whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Sooner or later, they've got theirs coming, buddy, I tell you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't care if they have theirs coming.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure my guys are all right.
Right.
Just as long as we get ours, right?
Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers.
13 screws in that collarbone.
A lot of screws up there. And that's his throwing arm.
13?
Yeah.
Do you think they would have stopped at 12?
No, but just one more. Baker's dozen. Let's make sure we screw everything together.
Because he's number 12. I would have, how about 12 screws for old number 12?
That sounds a bit excessive, like 13 screws, really?
That's the story.
Wow.
I don't even know where there's room for 13 screws in a collarbone.
But see, they're real small, like jeweler's
screws.
Where are you
putting 13 screws in a collarbone? It's not that big.
Right.
And you a big man.
Even in a big man, it's not that big.
Is there sometimes they put these x-rays up on, the internet. Hey, here's my x-ray. I don't see one of those.
You'd have to put it up because there's laws now that prohibit that from happening. So you can't just throw anybody's x-rays up there.
But you've seen those.
Yeah,
look at the shot of this guy's, bone, and it's got all kinds of metal and
screws. I just threw some x-rays away.
Did you?
Yeah, I had some old x-rays laying around. I thought, what do I do with these? I asked my daughter, who's a nurse. I said, what do I do with these? She goes, throw them away. They're not, they'll take new ones.
Yeah, let's see. Who is this? The Washington Post describes it as a whole hardware store of a Home Depot aisle of hardware holding his collarbone together. Yeah.
For the time being.
They use metal screws. They use plastic sometimes, too.
Do they?
Never even thought about that, doctors.
I heard that one.
Dr. Dodson. All right, the Packers had the...
Modern medicine, I think.
Packers had the week off. They come back now. They have to get ready for the Lions.
Woo!
So, the Lions lost yesterday. But,
yeah,
you know, the Steelers...
I look for Hundley to take a bigger step at offense. You know, I know it's been rough on him. Nobody wants to come out and have the showing that he had or less than 100 yards pass. And so I definitely look for him to have a bigger part or a bigger say-so in the offense with an extra week to prepare. And, you know, we'll just have to see how it goes. I feel real good about the running game. So, you know, that's the quarterback's favorite weapon is a good running game. So hopefully they'll build a game plan around that.
If the Packers are going to win a game under Hundley, they're going to have to open it up for him, right? I mean, they just have to. They can't do what they did a week ago.
Yeah, they're going to have to open it up a little bit, you know. You know, and that being said, we had our opportunities, again, to win that game against New Orleans. And, I'm always going to look back at the defense and on the plays that their ability to make plays, they're going to have to play with a lot more integrity on the defensive side of the ball. Because if you look back at that fourth quarter, or you remember back to that fourth quarter against New Orleans, you actually had a chance to win the game. And defensively, you got to be able to get off the field, not get gashed in the run and give up big pass plays in the fourth quarter, especially.
Can they do something so that, you know, the game moves slower for him? Like, I don't know, have him drive the wrong way in traffic real fast? Or
that's a great idea.
I don't know.
Well, you're exactly right. Usually what you try to do with the young quarterback is you try to cut the field in half or in quarters. So you see a lot of play action. You see a lot of bootlegs, especially with the athletic quarterback, which he is. You try to cut the field off on either side of the hashes so he can read from the receivers from one to two. And if they're not open, you feel good about him tucking the ball and keeping the chains moving. That being said, your best friend is going to be able to do a lot of the play action and the run action stuff. You got to have some type of a running game. And the fact that we've had a 100-yard running back, which I don't know the last time we've had a 100-yard running back back-to-back weeks, I think that's going to favor the offensive side of the ball and the things they're trying to do or that they're going to need to do down the stretch.
All right. Well, you can go back to bed now. I know you're up late watching the Astros.
Yes, I'm going back to bed, man. Everybody's in bed. Houston. We're taking a day. We're taking a day because we got to get ready for game six tomorrow.
Right.
It might be another five-hour game.
Yeah, but it could be the night you win your first World Series championship, though.
Oh, that'll be awesome. It'll be awesome for the city.
All right, Santana. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. Y'all be good.
All right. Go Strohs.